Good morning, everyone, and welcome to church. A very special welcome to those who are visiting us today or listening to us online. My name is Trevor. I'm the senior minister here at Abbotsford Anglican Church, and helping me in today's service are our musicians Adele on the keyboard, Rosemary on guitar, and Young Lane leading us in singing. Reading the Bible will be Robin to us, and leading us in prayer will be Rosemary. During the service today, we celebrate the Lord's Supper or Holy Communion. It's a time when we'll remember God's great love for us in Christ Jesus and of the love we ought to have for one another. And as we take of the bread and we take of the juice, we feed on Christ by faith in our hearts with thanksgiving. Our Bible teaching this morning commences a new little sermon series through the Lord's Prayer. And today we're thinking about what it means to actually call God our Father. Our mission focus and focus on Anglicare chaplaincy is on school scripture in our local schools and also on Anglican school chaplains. And so there'll become a time when we'll pray for those during our time of prayer this morning. Please stay for morning tea after the service. Enjoy the lovely Christmas gatherings outside amongst the fireplace. The youth are actually providing morning tea for us today, so thank you for that. We look forward to the continuing of fellowship after church this morning. If you've not yet got an individual cup, if you've come in, if you're planning to stay in your seats and not come to the table, please take one of those now. They're just at the back of the church as you were coming back in here. So you might just need to... Jennifer, if you wouldn't mind handing those around. And if you're willing to come to the table, want to come to the table, then bread and juice or wine will be provided for you at the table. We begin by hearing the word of God. And the sentence of scripture set for today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6. There is but one God, the Father, from whom all things came and for whom we live. And there is but one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things came and through all whom we live. Please stand and let us sing our very first song, a familiar hymn, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven.
Restored, forgiven.
Father, we praise you as we gather together this morning in obedience to your word. May what we do be pleasing in your sight and encouraging to us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please turn to the person next to you and say, good morning, welcome to church. It's good to see you. Introduce your name to them if you don't know them, if they're new or visiting. Please take a seat. As mentioned earlier on, please stay for morning tea if you're able to. Make yourself known to us and then continue the fellowship afterwards. There are many things maybe on our mind at the moment as we come to church. Many things may be worrying us or concerning us or preoccupying our thoughts at the moment. So let's just pause for a moment and join with me in saying this prayer together. Together, Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open and all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the commandments which God gave his people Israel. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of slavery, out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods beside me. Do not make any idol for yourself. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. Do not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day. Keep it holy. 6 days shall you labor and do all you have to do, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. Honor your father and your mother. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony against your neighbors. Do not covet anything that is your neighbor's. Together, Lord, have mercy on us and write your commandments in our hearts by your Holy Spirit. A prayer for God's care and protection. Father, your love never fails. Hear our call. Keep us from danger and provide for all our needs. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Well, this morning's Bible reading is from Isaiah, chapter 64, verses 1 to 9. You can find it on page 746 of your pew Bibles in front of you, or on the screen, or in the handout that was given to you in your news and notes. Robin's going to come now and read it to us. Thanks, Robin.
Good morning, everyone. The readings from, as Trevor said, is from Isaiah 64, 1 to 9. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains would tremble before you. As when fire sets twigs ablaze and causes water to boil, come down to make your name known to your enemies and cause the nations to quake before you. For when you did awesome things that we did not expect, you came down and the mountains tremble before you. Since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God beside you who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. You come to help those who gladly do right, who remember your ways. But when we continued to sin against them, you were angry. How then can we be saved? All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all of our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind, our sins sweep us away. No one calls on your name or strives to lay hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have grown us over to our sins. Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be angry beyond measure, Lord. Do not remember our sins forever. O look on us, we pray, for we are all your people. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
In order to keep us biblically sound and united as one in the Lord, Christians have had statements of faith, and three in particular in the traditional church: the Nicene Creed, the Athanasius Creed, and the Apostles' Creed. And what we have in the Lord's Supper or Holy Communion is usually the Nicene Creed, which focuses on the completed work of our Lord Jesus Christ in taking away our sin and atoning for our sin perfectly because of who he is and what he's done. So let's stand and say this creed together as Christians, with all Christians past, present and future. Together. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated. Our Father in heaven. It's the way Jesus began the prayer he taught his disciples when they asked him the question, Lord, teach us how to pray. It comes in the midst of our Lord's Sermon on the Mount in the context of how to and how not to pray. It's recorded in Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through to 13. Let me read it to you so you've got it in its context. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received your reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they'll be heard because of their many words. Don't be like them. For your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Our Father in heaven, we think about this morning. What does it mean to call God our Father? Children say some funny things, don't they? I'm sure all of you as parents, or those of you who are parents or aunts or uncles or grandparents have heard many a funny thing that your children have told you. Our own grandchildren, Evelyn, we were sent a photo this week of her dressed up as an elderly woman. Seemingly it was 100 days at the kindergarten had been at the preschool, and so they're all encouraged to get dressed up as 100-year-old people. And I thought, oh, I hope we don't look like that when we're 100. And had some funny things to say. Here's one thing that a child thought about fatherhood of God. Dear God, if you are my father, then who is my mother? They also say some very sad things too. Dear God, if you're my, are you different? My daddy gets angry with me and my mother. We all have a faith, a father by birth. We still may have a father around. Some may even be grandfathers. Some of us may be fathers ourselves, even grandfathers. And however, there are some who have never seen their father, and some who have a father present but never seen. Some of us may have others they call father, like a stepfather by marriage, or an older Christian man we call father in the Lord. Some may have a father through the wonderful gift and privilege of adoption. My mother-in-law, Rosemary's mother, is one like that. Our experience of our fathers differ from person to person, and they can range from wonderfully very positive to sadly very negative. Think about the fathers in your life. What are your thoughts about them? What influence have they had on your life? Take a moment. Jesus began his prayer with, "This is how you should pray. Our Father." But God is not like our earthly father or fathers. In fact, fathers are to be like God, not the other way around. And so it's important and necessary, in order to not have an incorrect understanding of God as Father, that we need to hear from God himself, from his words himself, as to his fatherhood. But before we do, what do you already know about God as your heavenly Father? How is he different from your earthly fathers? Again, take a moment just to think about that. Referring to God as the Father or Father is very common in the Bible. You read it often. Every page, almost every verse that talks about God, you hear the word the Father. It's very common in the Bible, both in the Old and in the New Testament. And we're familiar with our Lord Jesus himself referring to God the Father as his Father. And that God the Son and God the Father are actually one with God the Holy Spirit. And you would be familiar, I'm sure, with the question that one of Jesus' disciples, Philip, asked Jesus. I think I've got it up on the screen. Yep. Lord, show us the Father. And Jesus' reply was, back you'll remember, "Don't you know me, Philip? Don't you know me? Even after I've been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." Being called the children of God and to God as the Father is common in the Bible. But referring to God as our Father, the word "our Father" is quite rare. Very rare, in fact. Only two times in the Old Testament are do we read of being God being called our Father? And both those references were in the reading from Isaiah 64 that Robin read to us just a few moments ago. And it's only 16 times, don't have enough fingers to put up to show you that many, but there's 16 times in the New Testament where that our Father is referred to. And most of those are by the Apostle Paul in ways of a greeting to the church. And twice by James in his letter. I think I've got the examples up here. Yep. Grace and peace to you from God, our Father. And one from James. Religion that God, our Father, accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted in the world. Though rare in the Bible to call God our Father, it doesn't negate that we can. In fact, Jesus invites us and Jesus tells us to call upon God in prayer as our Father. And I do think so as a reminder, I think, that it is something very special. Something very, very special that we can actually call God our Heavenly Father. Something not to take for granted. Jesus invites us to pray to God as our Father. And in fact, God himself, who lives in the believer, actually by his Holy Spirit encourages us, moves within us, not ever to be afraid to actually call God our Father, or to feel unworthy to call him, or not allowed to call God our Father. Paul, in his letter to the church in Rome, writes, the Spirit of God you received does not make you slaves any longer so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. God wants us to call him Father. And yet our relationship with God as our Father is not all equal with Jesus. We are not all the Son of God as Jesus uniquely is. But from God's perspective, we can call God Abba, Daddy, Father, just as Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane, going to the cross and his resurrection. For we are his children, born into his family by the wonderful gift of adoption. Paul writes, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing that's in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. Take a moment to let that sink in. You, if you are a believer, have been adopted into God's family. You are a child of God. He is your heavenly Father, and you can call upon him as Daddy and run into his arms. I remember an illustration being told many, many years. I don't know which American president it was, but he'd only just got into office when his child came racing into the Oval Office. And of course, the security guards all went, oh, I can't have this person coming in, you know. And of which the president was able to say, this is my son. He can come and up onto the table and be there. take a moment to think about what it means to call God, with all respect, Daddy, Abba, Father. Do you look forward to meeting your Heavenly Father? One day we will, for those who believe. Though we can't see him now, we can meet him. We can meet him in his word. We can meet him in prayer. We can meet him when we meet with others in God's family. There's another reason why Jesus uses the word our before Father. Can you think what that reason might be? What else could Jesus be teaching us about God by using the word our before Father? Jesus is teaching us that our relationship with God as our Heavenly Father is not just a personal relationship. I'll say that again. Jesus is teaching us that our relationship with God as our Heavenly Father is not just a personal relationship. It is that. But that we have with God as our Heavenly Father, but one equally and with all who call upon God as Father. Our relationship with God as Father is not just personal, it's corporate, it's family. Our Heavenly Father is not my Heavenly Father. He is our Heavenly Father. And with that, Jesus is reminding us that to call upon God as our Heavenly Father comes with the responsibility to relate to God, to live for God, together with God and each other in community with our brothers and sisters in Christ, as one and as a family. We are not to go it alone, or to think we can, or grant ourselves the permission to do so just because we don't like churching, or can't be bothered, or have better things we could do of a Sunday, or it's too difficult to get along with someone. We are to meet together for the same reason. We are to pray together for the same reason. And we are to do what pleases God for the same reason. For Jesus told us, this is how you are to pray. Our Father in heaven. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every blessing in Christ, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love he predestined us for adoption to the sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. Finally, we're told our Heavenly Father is in heaven. We can't pinpoint where heaven is, but the simple description of heaven is simply where God is. Where God is, there is heaven. And all that is perfect good, like God is where heaven is, where God is. And one day, sisters and brothers, mothers and fathers in the Lord and children in the Lord, Jesus has promised that in his Father's house, in our Father's house, are many rooms. And if it was not so, Jesus would have told us. Jesus has prepared a place for us by his life, his death, his glorious ascension, and his coming back again, that one day when he does come back, he will take us to be with himself, that where he is and the Father is, our Father, we too will be, and we will see our Daddy, our Heavenly Father, face to face. Oh, sister, oh, brother, are you looking forward to that day? It will be a glorious day. Live in the day today as it will be tonight or tomorrow. And with open arms, our God will be there waiting, waiting. Jesus said, this then is how you are to pray. Our Father in heaven. Let's say a psalm together. Together, sing to God, sing in praise of his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice before him. His name is the Lord, a father to the fatherless, a defender of widows is God in his holy dwelling. Please stand and invite the musos up again. And we're going to sing a familiar song again that reminds us of how deep the Father's love is in leading us into worship of our God. Thank you. Please take a seat. How are you going, Rosemary? Do you want me to read the prayers today? You're right. Okay. A lot of talking.
We're going to spend a bit of time in prayer. The Lord be with you. Let us pray for all people and for Christ's church throughout the world. Almighty and eternal God, through the Apostle Paul, you teach us to pray and give thanks for all people. In your mercy, accept our gifts and receive our prayers. Set the nations on the path of righteousness and peace. Lead their rulers to wise decisions and right actions for the welfare of all. We pray for the leaders of our nation and for all who exercise authority in this land. Enable them to uphold justice, restrain wickedness, and promote integrity and truth. Comfort and sustain, merciful Lord, everyone in this fleeting life who is in sorrow, need, sickness, or any other distress. Pour out your Spirit on your church so that all who acknowledge your holy name may agree in the truth of your word and live in unity and godly love. Give grace to all bishops and other ministers to set forth your life-giving word by their example and teaching and rightly administer your holy sacraments. Give grace to all your people gathered here to receive your word with humble and obedient hearts and serve you in holiness and righteousness all the days of our lives. We praise you for all who have died in the faith of Christ. Help us to follow their good examples, that with them we may inherit your heavenly kingdom. We now pray further for special religious education, scripture, and for Anglican school chaplains. Almighty God, who commanded us to love you with all our mind, look with your gracious favour, we pray, on the teaching of special religious education in our two local schools, Russell Lee and Abbotsford. We pray that you will bless those who teach scripture. Look upon all those who are our Anglican school chaplains in Anglican schools. May the children hear your word, enjoy their lessons, and grow in their relationship with you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A prayer for our local government. Father, the safety and well-being of our local community is a priority in our minds. So we pray for those who have the responsibility in our local community to enable us to live safely and to enjoy where we live. We bring before you our local Mayor and Deputy Mayor of Canada Bay Council, Angela Zurikas and Stephanie DiPasqua, and all council members. Grant them the wisdom, the time, and the resources to fulfil their various responsibilities. And we ask this in your name. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the wonderful time that the women had last night at our Christmas in July dinner. We thank you for those who were visiting us. We thank you for the fun that we had. Lord, we remembered that you gave us a great gift, the gift of your Son. We pray that that may stay in our minds all year round and not just to be remembered at Christmas time. And we ask this in your name. Amen. And Heavenly Father, we pray for other upcoming events. We pray for the men's dinner on the Saturday, the 16th of August. We pray that this will be a great time of fellowship and gathering of the men in our parish. We pray that they might be united and uplifted and encouraged in knowing that they share one faith and one Heavenly Father. And we ask this in your name. Amen. Hear us, Father, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our only mediator and advocate, our guide and our heavenly Father. Amen. We pray a prayer for thanking God that we can call him our Father. Heavenly Father, today we've been reminded that we can call you our Father. We thank you for your perfect faithfulness, goodness, compassion, and love. We thank you for always being there for us, for caring for us in our daily lives, and even when we take it for granted, providing for all our daily needs. Thank you for guiding us in our decisions, for giving us wisdom when we stumble and fall, granting us confidence to pick ourselves up and try again, and leading us along right paths. Heavenly Father, thank you for always being there to listen to our prayers and answering them in a way that is always best for us, even when we don't think so. But most of all, we thank you for adopting us and that we can call you Father through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.
Well, brothers and sisters in Christ, we now come to the Lord's Supper together, a little meal together where we remember God's great love for us in Christ and the love we ought to have for one another. So we who come to receive this Holy Communion of the body and blood of our Saviour Christ can come only because of his great love for us. For although we are completely undeserving of his love, yet in order to raise us from the darkness of death to everlasting life as God's sons and daughters, our Saviour Christ humbled himself to share our life and to die for us on the cross. So in remembrance of his death and as a pledge of his love, Jesus instituted this holy sacrament which we are now to share. But those who would eat the bread and drink the cup of the Lord, we must examine ourselves and amend our lives. We must come with a repentant heart and a steadfast faith. And above all, we must give thanks to God for his love towards us in Christ Jesus. So you then who truly repent of your sins and are reconciled with others, intending to lead a new life of joyful obedience to God, draw near with faith and take this holy sacrament to strengthen and sustain you. But first, let us make a humble confession of our sin to Almighty God together. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, you made all things and you call everyone to account. With shame we confess the sins we have committed against you in thought, word and deed. We rightly deserve your condemnation. We turn from our sins and are truly sorry for them. They are a burden we cannot bear. Have mercy on us, most merciful Father. For the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us all that is past. Enable us to serve and please you in newness of life, to the honour and glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who has promised to forgive the sins of all who turn to him with repentance and faith, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, strengthen you to do his will, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the words of assurance for those who truly turn to Christ. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. The Apostle Paul said, "Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." And the Apostle John said, "If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one, and he is the atoning sacrifice for our sins." How do we respond? Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. He is worthy of all praise. Always and everywhere, it's right for us to praise you, Lord, Holy Father, mighty Creator and eternal God. Therefore, with all those gathered around your throne in heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name in words of never-ending praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Glory to you, Lord Most High. Let us pray. We do not presume to come to your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your many and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table. But you are the same, Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen. We thank you, our Father, that in your love and mercy you gave your only Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our salvation. And by this offering of himself once and for all time, Jesus made a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world and commanded us to continue a remembrance of his precious death until his coming again. So hear us, merciful Father, and grant that we who receive these gifts of your creation, this bread and this wine, according to our Saviour's command, in remembrance of his suffering and death, may be partakers of his body and blood. Who on the night that he was betrayed, Jesus took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, then gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the meal, Jesus took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Come, let us eat and drink in remembrance that Christ died for us. Let's feed on him in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving. If you've taken an individual cup, and inside you'll find a wafer that's in there, and also underneath that, a bit of juice. If you'd like to come to the table, you're welcome to come to the table. You'll hear me say, when everyone who is coming to the table up here gathered, you'll hear me say to you all, "The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for you, preserve your body and soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for you. Feed upon him in your heart by faith with thanksgiving." At that moment, we all take of the bread and together. And then you'll hear me say, "Drink from this, all of you, likewise." And all of us will drink that together. Come to the table or where you are. Let us pray. As Saviour Christ has taught us, we are confident to say, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen." Lord and Heavenly Father, in your loving kindness, accept our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Grant that by the merits and death of your Son, Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and your whole church may receive forgiveness of our sins and all other benefits of his suffering. With gratitude for all your mercies, we offer ourselves to you as a living sacrifice. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, send us out in the power of your Spirit together to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. Well, as you came in today, you would have received the news and notes, and they're given to you so that we can be kept up to speed with what's going on or what's coming up in the life of St Andrew's Abbotsford Anglican Church here. As you leave today, I'll be at the front door handing out the latest Southern Cross magazine to help us to be aware of what's going on in the rest of the diocese and other Anglican churches around Sydney and throughout Australia, in fact, as well. So please take one of those and read it if you've not done so already. Firstly, I'm going to invite the lady. I'm going to ask Rosemary if she's still got a voice. She hasn't got a voice. She hasn't got a voice, but the ladies seemingly had a wonderful time last night. Did you, ladies? I heard the laughter and the singing and at Christmas in July. And there's some lovely little photos that have come up here. There's Adele. There's some friends. And then there's some more. And then there's they're playing celebrity heads there. And I think Barb, you had a pretty wonderful time there, do you? Looking at the middle there. And so did you, young Lan, as well, too. Wow. Great time. Had a great time, a lot of fun, and they had. And so we left it out there so you could see the work and effort that the ladies did. And there's more photos, seemingly, out there that they all took selfies as well while they were out there. And so, men, not to be outdone, all right? We're going to have a dinner together, and on the 12th of August, there's a sign-up page at the back, and the cost for that will be catered for. Again, it'll be $20. And there'll be some fun and games at that time as well too. Good to actually come along and have some fun together. If you would like prayer after the service today, Young Lan and Tony would be happy to pray for you. Please just come to the front of the church as well. Also, last week, if you weren't here, we handed out a what happens in a medical emergency occurs in the church here. And that doesn't mean having a headache or you bump your toe. All right, it means something serious happened. Without going into all of that, we've printed that out for you, and there's a little flyer on the back mission table where you can gain that information and find out what happens if we have a medical emergency. In a couple of weeks' time, a couple of Mondays' time, not this Monday but the following Monday, is our monthly parish prayer meeting, which meets from 7 to 8, and we pray for the month that's ahead and the mission focus and the people in that. I invite you to take some time in the day to pray for the work of God in this place and from this place. Or if you'd like to join me in the foyer from 7 till 8, you can do so on that Monday. We've been very privileged to be able to go into both Bayswater Gardens and Chiswick Manor and take church services. In the past, during COVID, they all closed, and the beginning of this year, the end of last year, beginning of this year, that was able to be opened up again. And now we can also have a Bible study as well. And we've started that with some of the residents that are there. So every second week, the first Sunday of the month, the first Thursday of the month, there's a church service at Chiswick Manor and a church service then on the Thursday at Bayswater. On the third Thursday of the month, the details are in the news and notes, there's a Bible study with residents there as well. And that's really engaging with some of those residents that are there. And you are welcome, if you'd like to join me now, to come back and be with me either at the church service or with the Bible study time. And the residents would love that if you could. But come and see me and tell me if you're able to do so. I think that's all the announcements that need to be made, other than to stay for morning tea if you're able to, because I understand the youth have got some food in there, and I think there's some food left over from last night as well. But are there any other announcements that need to be made? All right. Those in children's ministry, we have a little meeting, a brief meeting after morning tea back in the church here, or around the fireplace and the Christmas tree might be better up there. Thank you for giving to church work in this place and beyond, either through the offertory box or through online. So let's stand and sing our final song together, which is Hear Our Prayer. peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst us and remain with us always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord in the name of Christ. Amen.